I love it because I'm a competitor. You know, he's a great player, and he's going to get me better. You know, as long as I keep going as hard as I can against him, these constant reps we got, it's going to get me ready for what I'm going to see in the season.
So if he takes you to school at all, I mean, that you look at it as a positive thing. I mean, you're learning from.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn from him. I snap and clear to the next play, try to learn from my mistake from that last play just to get better.
How much interaction is there with you guys, you know, within practice, between reps, whatever?
Normally, you know, it's before practice, you know, talk a little bit, or after practice, be like, hey, you know, I got your hands right here, you need to do this here, or I ask him something, but, you know, he does a good job, you know, schooling me, trying to teach me the right thing, but then when we between the lines, we're going at it.
And once this, you know, once the training camp ends, and you've done this for all training camp, I mean, that can only, how much can it help you in the season?
Oh, I'm, like I said, I'm happy, this is the best situation for me, you know, I'm going against that every day, so I'm going to get better, I'm going to have to.
What's the biggest transition you had to make thus far, you know? In training camp, you know, coming from college?
I say, you know, just everybody's so experienced. You know, these veterans, you know, they don't mess up fundamentally a lot. You know, technically with their hands, like I said, with their footwork, things like that. So you don't have time for mistake. Everything happens in a split second. So once I get everything down, I feel like I'd be a lot more comfortable.
And what was it like, you know, putting the pads on, you know, for the first time, you know, in the South?
Yeah, this is the first time I put pads on since I was done with college. But, I mean, I enjoy hitting, so it was fun finally get out here and hit and not, you know, just touching. But I'm looking forward to the next couple of practices now that we're getting comfortable with him, you know, like you said, in this heat.
Juwan, have you and Coach Benton and also as Dallas been involved in this conversation, have you guys talked about the importance of being sharp mentally because you have a very young right side of the line now and other teams, you know, might try blitzes and things like that?
It's not a lot to talk about because it's expected. You know, it's expected for myself to be prepared mentally, for everybody else on the line to be prepared mentally so we can help the team. So, I mean, we push each other out there and in the classroom. You know, we all trying to write notes, everybody trying to make everybody better because we all learning a new system.
I know it's early. What's the comfort level having a guy that you know next year and you have history with?
Oh, I mean, I enjoy it. You know, me and Dallas know each other well, so Dallas can say, hey, he could let me know, like, hey, you need to do this better. I can say, hey, Dallas, let's go. I know you're getting tired, but we got to keep going. So it's that continuity we have from Tennessee is it definitely helping right now.
How good is it, you know, to push each other as well, knowing that you guys go way back?
Yeah, we need it. You know, because we all need to get better. And we only got a short period of time in this camp to get better, so we all got to just keep pushing each other to get better.
Have you all roomed together? Yeah,
we had camp. We was always roommates during camp. We was roommates my sophomore year, his junior year, so, yeah.
And your reaction when once you found out the changes with Darren going left side and Dallas coming to your side, what was what?
I was excited. Dallas came to me, hey man, they switched me over to the right side, you know, back like at, you know, Tennessee together, blah blah blah. But you know, no matter who I play next to, you know, it's great I'm playing next to Dallas, but we all need to communicate and, you know, push each other to get better.
Any change on the number yet?
Yeah, we're working. We're getting close. Okay. We're getting close to the deadline. Yeah, we're getting close.